Well, got to remind you, you're listening to Inside Agriculture next week at this time. This program's coming to you from Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Farm Fest gets underway on the 1st of August, runs through the 3rd. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be good entertainment throughout the 3-day. And, of course, if you're looking for information to get to Farm Fest, go to Farm Fest online. IdeaAg.com. They run that show. Well, House and Senate appropriators have reversed the president's proposed cuts to Army Corps Inland Waterways funding, but still provide no money to modernize critical locks on the Upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers. Well, the good news is a reversal of a 17% cut the White House proposed to the Army Corps Civil Works budget and full use of Inland Waterways Trust Fund annual revenues, boosted by higher barge diesel taxes. Waterways Council Senior Vice President Deborah Calhoun says the downside is a continued lack of planning and design money for the Navigation and Ecosystem Sustainability Program, or NESP.
That is the program that would modernize locks on the Upper Miss and Illinois waterway from 600-foot chambers to 1,200-foot modern chambers, and at the same time uses about an equal amount of funding for ecosystem restoration, aquatic habitat programs, and monitoring.
Calhoun says the Upper Miss and Illinois River locks modernization is part of the Army Corps' priority projects list, and the Trump administration wants to speed up NESP work from a scheduled 25 years to 10 years. But Calhoun says there seems to be a political problem.
It's considered by some in Congress as an earmark. And so there is an earmark ban in effect currently that is actually getting a little bit of traction in the House to try to overturn in a small way, the earmark ban on Army Corps of Engineers projects on the Upper Miss. If we're going to feed the world and all the freight projections ahead for grain production, we need modern locks and dams.
Calhoun argues the Upper Mississippi locks have far outlived their 50-year design life. Many were built in the 1930s and can't accommodate longer modern barges that need to be separated to get through the ancient locks. Congress authorized modern new locks on the Upper Miss in Illinois rivers back in 2007, but actual funding, well, that was never provided. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, drought prices, they weaken rural Midwest bankers' outlook. It's not good for commodities. We're going to talk about that next.